This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver Nuggets point guard Jamal Murray will undergo an MRI to assess damage to his left knee. The player was injured in the final seconds of the basketball team's loss Monday night against the Golden State Warriors. ESPN reports Murray will undergo the procedure. A long-term injury to Murray could dampen the team's playoff hopes. Colorado is close to reducing the maximum punishment for people who are involved in a crime that results in murder if they aren't the actual killer. CPR's Megan Verley reports on a bill that's up for a final vote in the state house today.
Currently, accomplices involved in a burglary, arson, kidnapping, or other serious crime can be charged with felony murder and sentenced to life without parole, even if they didn't intend for the crime to turn deadly. Democratic Representative Mike Wiseman noted that 42 people have been convicted of felony murder in the past 3 years, and a disproportionate number of them were Black or Hispanic.
So, members, among other things, we have a doctrine here that is profoundly problematic in its application and profoundly disparate against people of color.
Opponents of changing the penalty for felony murder say the crimes are serious enough to warrant a life sentence, and that district attorneys should decide what charges to file, not lawmakers. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Western Slope officials appear split over how to limit wolf reintroduction. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, that comes after voters narrowly approved a ballot measure to return wolves to Colorado last year.
While the measure passed, most voters west of the Continental Divide opposed it. Some county officials now want to make sure wolves aren't let loose in their backyards. Last month, commissioners in Rio Blanco County, near Grand Junction, passed a resolution opposing the release of wolves there. Moffat County sits just to the north, but its commissioners say they'll fight reintroduction through official channels, like the legislature. The ballot measure requires state officials to release wolves by 2024. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And coming up on Morning Edition, some Black Democratic lawmakers in Indiana showed up to the House of Representatives in traditional African American clothing, only to be booed and heckled by their Republican colleagues.
Sadly, Black and minority legislators, particularly women, seem to be the targets of this kind of bad behavior.
More on the fallout from this ugly episode up next. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.